You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make
me an instrument. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice.
This is the day for us to rejoice, the day that we celebrate our Savior, Jesus Christ. We celebrate his birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes.
Today. So when we're turning to our family members and we're saying Merry Christmas and such, why is our heart merry?
Yes.
Because of Christ.
Yes. You put it right. Mm-hmm. So Christ is the reason we celebrate. Make no mistake. On this Thursday, we're celebrating not a day, not custom, not tradition. We are celebrating Christ because he is alive in our lives. Mm-hmm. Talking to Christian out there. It said, Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. All right, so let's this Christmas morning, let's see the reason why this day is so great for us believers. Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus says to Jesus, how can that be since I'm already being a man? I can go back in my mother's womb and be born a second time, because Nicodemus was in the flesh and talking to Jesus from the flesh. While Jesus was talking to him from the Spirit. So today, Jesus is in my life. How? He is birthed, take place in my life. I'm a born again believer. How? By the Spirit of the living God. As he says, and you could read it in Luke chapter 2. You could read it and see the exact thing. Jesus got to be born in your life spiritually.
He was conceived by the word.
Yeah.
In Luke chapter 1, verse 38, says, then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. So it wasn't by flesh and blood, as we read on Tuesday. It was by the Spirit. It was by the word of God, her receiving, Mary receiving, coming in alignment with the word of God. And then we know that Elizabeth identifies the fruit of Mary's womb, Jesus, in verse 42. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, which was Jesus Christ. So this morning, some may say, well, we don't know if this is the real day.
Yeah.
Jesus was born. Well, today is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. So we have a right to call this day, Christmas Day, the birthday of Jesus Christ celebration.
Right. Make sure he's born in your life. That's it. That's what you ought to make sure. He is born in your life. And the word becomes flesh. The word becomes flesh. On this day, you can declare Jesus is the Savior of my life. Jesus is a Savior because he is in my life. He's not in a stable. He's in my heart.
We're going to read together Luke chapter 2 this morning. So gather your family together. this morning, and we're going to go through Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee and out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. So there was confirmation. The word that they received, that the shepherds received, it was confirmed. How was it confirmed? In them following the direction of the word, right? They were told a specific place to go, to see. And when they did that, it was confirmed everything that was said. A lot of times we feel like things aren't coming to pass in our life and such, but are we going and doing the instruction? Because when we go and do the instruction, then we receive the confirmation. What if they never went? They just heard the word. They just heard this good news. Right. But what if they never went? They wouldn't have had that strong confirmation within them. What they saw, what they handled, now matched up with the word of God. So that's why it's important for us to be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Imagine how their life would have been different if they just would have heard that great angelic word, but they wouldn't have went. Their life would have been substantially different. And here they are now, their vessels being used by God to spread the word, the confirmation, the evidence of what they saw. So because they went, right? Because they went, now they have this excitement within them. They have this confirmation within them that the word of God is true. It is true unto them. And then they go and they declare, they spread this gospel. They spread this good news of what transpired. And they know that they know that they know that it's by God.
That's right. Because obedient by the word, Mary says, when the angel spoke to Mary, Mary was obedient by the word. Mary says, "Be it unto me as you have spoken." Mm-hmm. She obeyed that word. Mm-hmm. She believed that word, and now she become a doer of the word, and by she become a doer of the word produces Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. As she rejected that word, There's no way she would have produced Jesus Christ. She said, be it unto me as you have spoken. I receive it. Okay? And we use those words, you know, too. When someone give you a word, you say, I receive that. But are you really? Do you really receive it? Because when you receive it, you're going to act upon it. Mm-hmm. We know Mary truly received that word because she what? She acted upon it. Well, we know she acted upon it because immediately she went to see her cousin, Elizabeth. So we know with excitement, she believes it. So on this Christmas day, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Do you believe that? Do you believe that he died on the cross for your sin, for my sin? And by accepting that fact, then we are redeemed. We can clearly say, and that's why today we have an opportunity to renew our faith. Instead of arguing whether is Jesus born this day or that day, why don't you just make sure he's born in your life?
Amen. And I haven't, no, yeah. It doesn't really matter. And I'm going to say probably not. He was probably not born on that day. But that doesn't matter. Just think about it. With all this controversy in the world today, we are given this one day a year to proclaim Jesus.
So now
it's up to us to make the balance pull more towards the meaning for the season, the meaning for the season. Yes, it's very commercialized. The stores are crazy. But the reason is Jesus is the reason for the season. And we get this one day to proclaim that.
And we
have to spread the word and we have to bring it down. Bring down the commercial part of it and glorify God. That this is the day we all get to remember him and we can shout it out from the mountaintop that Jesus is alive and he was born on this day.
Come on. The Bible says, and then I know you're going to close it here, but watch. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, so lift him up on this day.
Amen.
If I be lifted up, I will what? Draw all men unto him. So why don't we just lift up Jesus Christ on this day so that others who might not never believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God can believe.
Yes.
And let's say in unison with the heavenly host, where they were praising God in verse 14, Luke chapter 2, glory to God
in the highest
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And I like the way they said on earth, because sometimes we think, well, when it's, I get to heaven, then it'll be peace. I get to heaven, then it'll be goodwill.
Yeah.
When I get to heaven. But no, they're saying glory to God
in the highest
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So God's desire is for us to bring heaven to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.